Hi everyone, welcome to English Digest. This is Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And in today's article, we're going to be talking about French food, which has got a very high reputation around the world.
Right.
You like French food, Tiffany?
I've tried. I just really don't have the patience for French food because, like, I know they serve things really slowly. So, like, after I'm done with something, I'm like, okay. Next, and then you have to, like, maybe wait for another minute, a couple of minutes.
Have you ever been to France?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I would love to visit, though.
So in this article, we're going to talk about a couple of the more interesting and unusual and famous French dishes, okay? So we'll start off by reading the article, and then we'll come back and discuss some of the vocabulary. Mountains of cheese, stacks of fresh baguettes, heaps of sun-ripened fruit and vegetables, tender cuts of meat and plenty of wine. There's only one place with food like this, France. French cuisine has a high reputation worldwide. It would take too long to explore all of the many and varied regional dishes of France. So let's take a look at two of France's most famous offerings. Escargot is a preparation of snails in a rich, tasty sauce. Though some people's stomachs turn at the idea of gulping down these slimy mollusks, escargot is undoubtedly delicious. The snails are steamed or boiled and served in their shells on a special plate. Diners shuck them out and dip them in the sauce, which is usually garlic and butter or wine-based. Escargot is often a side dish or a mouth-watering appetizer for the main course. Another French delicacy is foie gras, literally fat liver. Foie gras is made of duck or goose liver, and it has a very rich, buttery taste. It can be eaten whole or turned into a smooth paste called pâté. However, the method of producing foie gras is not as celebrated as its taste. The fowls are force-fed until their livers swell up, which is incredibly painful and makes the birds sick. Though this gives the dish its characteristic taste and texture, many people feel it is a cruel practice. If neither of these appeal to you, don't worry. There are still hundreds of other delicious French dishes waiting for you. Look for a French restaurant in your area and try a few for yourself. Hi guys, welcome back. So today we're talking about French food, and did that make you feel hungry, Tiffany?
Oh, definitely. I definitely want to try something out now.
So let's start reading through the article, and we need to start here with the title, France's Fantastic Cuisine. A couple of words to explain here, and the first is fantastic, okay? Fantastic is an adjective meaning amazing, superb, or of high quality. So obviously this cuisine, this food is very good. It's fantastic. Another example sentence we could use is the audience cheered at the end of the fantastic movie. So we could equally say France's superb cuisine, France's amazing cuisine, etc. But we've gone with fantastic.
Okay, and then here in the title we also see the word cuisine. Cuisine means a style or a method of cooking, and we usually categorize the cuisine by different regions of the world. So for example, you can say Thai cuisine, and that would mean a style or method of cooking from Thailand. So I guess that we use like a lot of in Thai food, you would see a lot of, like, coconut milk or a lot
chilies,
of chilies inside.
Yeah, seafood, maybe.
Right, so we can categorize it like that.
All right, so the first sentence, quite a long one, details some of the kinds of food you would find in France. So we'll take these items one at a time. So I'll read the whole sentence, then we'll look at it. Mountains of cheese, stacks of fresh baguettes, heaps of sun-ripened fruit and vegetables, tender cuts of meat, and plenty of wine. There's only one place with food like this, France. So a lot of tasty things there. So mountains of cheese, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe not as tall as a real mountain, but certainly France is famous for having lots and lots of really tasty cheese.
Right. So I just here just means that there's a lot of cheese available for you to choose from. Then you got stacks of fresh baguettes. Okay, stacks is like when you pile something on top of each other,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually kind of in a neat pattern.
Yeah, more organized.
Mm-hmm. And a baguette is a type of French bread that is a bit hard, and it's usually really, really long.
Yeah, kind of a long, it's kind of crusty, so it makes a crunchy sound when you mm-hmm. break it open, but it's very soft and white on the inside. Okay, the next item, heaps of sun-ripened fruit and vegetables. So to ripen means to kind of get into the best state for eating fruit and vegetables. When it's ripe, it's sweet, it's tastier, it's softer. And here, sun-ripened means it's been ripened by the sun. And it usually means it's dried out a bit. So sun-ripened tomatoes, which you might find in a salad, usually kind of, they don't have as much juice, but they are very tasty because they've been dried out by the sun.
Right, and then you get tender cuts of meat. Okay, so tender here is an adjective, and it means food that is very easy to chew. It's usually very soft and juicy. So, for example, we can say, the Michelin star chef can easily prepare tender steaks for his restaurant's guests. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's not very difficult to chew. It kind of just melts in your mouth, that
yeah.
kind of feeling.
And a cut of meat is a certain way of preparing or certain parts of an animal. So we'd say that's a good cut from this, you know, the back or the belly of whatever animal you're eating. And, of course, being France, the next item, plenty of wine.
Mm-hmm.
France is very famous for producing high-quality wines.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so next in the article it says, French cuisine has a high reputation worldwide. Okay, so many people know about French cuisine and how much, I guess, effort is put into
mm-hmm.
creating these dishes.
Mm.
So it has a really good reputation, and reputation is a noun, and it means opinions or beliefs heard about someone or something. So, for example, we can say Michael Jackson has the reputation of being a fantastic singer and dancer. Okay, just like French cuisine, they are known or they are heard for being really fancy, really delicious food.
Mm, yeah, and you can put an adjective before the word reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So someone could have a good reputation or a bad reputation. Here we've got a high reputation. And high doesn't mean literally up in the air. It just means a very, people have a very high opinion, a good opinion of this French food. So as we've seen, there's lots of different types. And as the article says, it would take too long to explore all of the many and varied regional dishes of France. So let's take a look at two of France's most famous offerings. So lots of different types of French food, and the French food depends which part, which region it comes from. And that is what the word regional means. Regional is an adjective, the adjective form of region or area or part of France. So each country has different regions, and we use regional as an adjective, so regional dishes would be dishes from the different regions. So you could also say each part of England has its own regional accent.
Mm.
So people from the south will sound different to people who come from the north. They have regional accents for people from that area.
Can you give us an example of what it sounds like?
Oh, dear. Not very good one. Or if I was from more the south of England, I'd probably sound a bit more like this.
Oh, I see.
That would be south England a bit more. Apologies to anyone from the south of England who's listening.
Right. So we see here that in England, we also have two regional accents. We can use it to describe food as well. Okay, so let's take a look at two of France's most famous offerings or things that people want to show us or to present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The first one of those is escargot, okay? And escargot, as the article says, is a preparation of snails in a rich, tasty sauce. So before we discuss this idea, we'll look at the word preparation, okay? A preparation here is something that's prepared, made, or manufactured for a purpose, okay? So these snails have been made in a particular way, so they're good to eat. So another example, we could talk about pet food. Pet food is a preparation, and it's prepared, so it's got the perfect amount of food and nutrients to keep pets healthy. So it's not something you just pick off a tree, it's specially prepared to be good for pets. So Pet food is a preparation of food, and escargot is a preparation of snails. Mm. So what do you think of the idea of eating snails?
I know in Taiwan they do have, like, snails, like, in the night markets.
Yeah, I've seen them and eaten them.
I haven't tried it yet, but then I've had escargot before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. I think if you just ignore the fact that you're eating a snail,
mm-hmm.
it tastes actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you see a snail kind of crawling across the floor outside, mm-hmm. you know, after it's been raining, maybe the idea of picking one up and eating one, maybe that doesn't really appeal.
I don't think that's a good idea, because
yeah.
I think escargot, you would need a specific type of snail, right?
That's right. I mean, as the article says, some people's stomachs turn at the idea of gulping down these slimy mollusks. And though people don't like it, escargot is undoubtedly delicious. So if your stomach turns, it means you kind of feel a little bit ill, a little bit sick about an idea, so... And gulping down means to eat or drink something quite quickly. You kind of put it in your mouth and just gulp.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what gulping down. So you could gulp down your breakfast if you're in a hurry in the morning, just eat it very quickly. Or you could gulp down some water if you're really thirsty.
Right. So many people get like a really nasty feeling inside of their stomachs when they hear about eating these slimy mollusks. Okay, so slimy is just a kind of texture that is wet and very slippery.
Mm-hmm.
You could think about animals like snakes, worms, and frogs, and fish.
Yep.
They feel quite slimy.
Mm-hmm.
And mollusks are just animals that have like really soft bodies, and they usually have a shell to protect them.
Often, yeah. Yeah, so they're very simple creatures. So snails and slugs, which are like snails without shells, are mollusks. So are things like oysters and clams are also
that
mollusks.
That I can handle.
Yeah, eating those ain't so bad. But despite this idea, escargot is undoubtedly delicious. So undoubtedly means it's certainly true.
Mm-hmm.
You can't doubt it. It is undoubtable. So they're definitely really tasty, even if you think the idea is bad. All right, we're going to take a short break here and listen to our Chinese teacher, then come back and discuss escargot a little more.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jillian. 今天要和大家分享的是美味的异国料理。法国菜，首先看到第一段的第一句就足以让我们胃口大开。Mountains of cheese, stacks of fresh baguettes, heaps of some ripened fruit and vegetables, tender cuts of meat, and plenty of wine. 文章中用了一连串的量词来提到许多美食。提到英语量词，还有一个很常见的就是 piles of, 也是一堆一叠的意思。举例来说 ,I have got piles of work to do today. 意思是指今天我有一堆的工作要做。There's only one place with food like this, France. France 当国名是指法国,而形容词法国的我们会用 French 这个字。两者拼法母音不同 ,France 为 AN, French 为 EN, 请同学们注意。French cuisine 就是本科的重点，法国料理。接下来我们来看第一段最后一句。It would take too long to explore all of the many and varied regional dishes of France. 要探索法国所有的多样化地区美食，可能会花太多时间。句中我们有看到 varied 这个形容词。Varied 是指多样化的，可以是由多种不同的成分组成一件东西。后面可以接单数名词，例如 a varied diet 就是指一种多样化的饮食。举个例子 ,grain products, vegetables and fruit are important parts of a varied diet. 意思是说谷类、蔬菜以及水果都是多样化饮食的重要部分。而另一个相似的形容词 ,various 是指多种不同的。后面需接复数名词。举个例子Amy has tried various diets to lose weight, but nothing has worked. Amy 试了许多不同的饮食方法来减重，但都没有成功。接着我们就来看两个经典法式料理的例子。首先是法式田螺 ,escargot。第二段第二句 ,Though some people's stomachs turn at the idea of gulping down this slimy mollusks. Escargot is undoubtedly delicious. 有些人一想到要吞下这些黏滑的软体动物就感到反胃，但法式田螺仍毋庸置疑是一道美食。这里我们还有看到一个片语 at the idea of, 是指一想到什么什么的意思。举例来说， He was frightened at the idea of that dreadful experience. 意思是说，一想到那次可怕的经验，他就感到害怕。
We'll take a short break now and listen to some music.
All right, welcome back. So we are talking about French cuisine. And the first famous French cuisine we're learning about is escargot.
Yeah, which is snails, eating snails. Now, as we said, maybe the idea doesn't really sound that nice. Maybe it turns your stomach, but they're very tasty. And the next part of the article describes a bit about how they are cooked. So the snails are steamed or boiled and served in their shells on a special plate.And this plate has kind of got little, kind of almost like holes or little dips in, and the snail gets put in there, covered with cheese and herbs, a little bit of sauce, something like that.
Yum.
Very tasty.
Right, so diners shuck them out, dip them in the sauce, which is usually garlic and butter or wine-based. Okay, so diners shuck them. Shuck means to remove something, usually like a shell, from a mollusk. And so people just eat escargot by removingthe snail from its shell.
Yep.
And then just dipping them in the sauce. Mm-hmm. And you can, it depends on which, the restaurant you're at. They usually will give you a garlic and butter kind of sauce, or they might give you a sauce that has a wine as a base.
Yeah, red wine or white wine. Mm-hmm. And escargot, as the article says, is often a side dish or a mouth-watering appetizer for the main course. So a side dish is kind of a meal, a little dish you'd have on the side, like, could be salad or French fries, something small.And, it's the side to a main course, which is the main meal that you would have. So your main meal might be like chicken on rice and your side dish might be a few vegetables.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's a mouth-watering appetizer. And when we use mouth-watering to describe something, it just means it's so delicious that your mouth kind of just waters up and you just want to eat it.Right now.
Yeah, when you get so hungry, you kind of get a little bit of water around your mouth, like, oh, that's tasty.
Yes, give me my food.
Exactly. So, and the word appetizer, is also, it means starter. So it means something you have before your main meal, your main course. So you might have, for example, a small piece of bread or a small bowl of soup.Or a little salad, and the waiters would bring you your appetizer first, and then once you'd eaten that, they take away the plate, and then they bring you the main course. So it's part of a meal. So you'd have your appetizer, then your main course, which might have a side dish, and then you might have a dessert afterwards.
That's French cuisine for you. All right, so let's take a look at another French cuisine, which is foie gras.
So foie gras. Difficult to pronounce.
It is.
Foie gras.
My French is really bad. I apologize. But another French delicacy is foie gras. Literally, fat liver. Hey, have you had foie gras before?
I have not. I don't generally eat too much meat, except for snails maybe sometimes, or seafood. So fat liver just doesn't sound that tasty to me.
Oh, I've had it before. It's very interesting. I know, like,Asian cuisines, they have liver.
Yes.
That is something I don't really like. But foie gras is okay, but it's definitely really rich.
Yeah. Well, it's a delicacy, as the article says. And a delicacy is a kind of a special, high quality, and often rare food. So a French delicacy is foie gras. A delicacy from another country might, again, be a food you don't eat very often.
Oh,
but
like
it's
caviar.
Very tasty. Yeah, caviar, fish eggs. Very tasty when you do.And foie gras literally means fat liver. And your liver is part something inside your body that its job is to kind of clean your blood, gets rid of food, gets rid of poisons. So it's something inside you that you eat. It's very useful, but it can be a food too.
Right. So here We see the word literally. So literally is an adverb and it means something that is exactly as is. And you don't need any further interpretation or explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a direct translation from French to English, which really just means a fat liver.
Yeah, another way we could use literally is the French phrase bon appétit. And bon appétit, literally, if you translate it literally, just means good appetite. But we use it to mean enjoy your meal. So you'd say bon appétit before you eat anything. And although we mean enjoy your meal, literally it translates as good appetite.
Right. Okay, so foie gras is made of duck or goose liver, and it has a very rich, buttery taste.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be eaten whole or turned into a smooth paste called pâté.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, paste is it's kind of like food that's been prepared, so you turn it into a kind of a soft, smooth mass. Think of something like peanut butter that you would put on a toast or a sandwich or something. That's a paste. It's taken the nuts and the butter, kind of crushed it all down into this very smooth, not liquid, it's not wet, but it's not completely dry either.
Mm-hmm. So they kind of, you can eat the whole goose liver or duck liver, or you can turn it into kind of like a paste to like spread it on something.
Yeah, bread or cracker or something like that.
So however, the method of producing foie gras is not as celebrated as its taste.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Okay, well this would make you not want to eat it, but the fowls are force-fed until their livers swell up, which is incredibly painful and makes the birds sick. Okay, so that means they basically get handfuls of grain and actual fat and force the food into the birds.
Oh, wow.
They just kind of shove it down their necks. So the birds' livers have to work twice as hard to get rid of all this food, and they swell up and get big. So swell up means to get very big. A good example here is if you get bitten by a mosquito. Mm-hmm. If you get bitten, your skin will go red and often a big bump will come up. It's swelling up. So the same thing happens to the livers of these fowls. And a fowl is just like a domesticated bird, like a duck, chicken, turkey, goose, swan. Anything that's kind of like a bird you could keep in a farm rather than wild.
Right, so, yeah, it's a pretty harsh method, I think.
It's not great. A lot of people have kind of complained about this. They say it's cruel. They say it's not right.
Right. After hearing about this, I'm not so sure I would support it now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, though this gives the dish its characteristic taste and texture, many people feel it is a cruel practice. And it is, by the sound of it. So here we see the word characteristic. It means a trait that is typical of a person, place, or thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here it would just mean that foie gras has a specific kind of taste and it has a specific kind of texture, which is the feel or appearance of something.
Mm.
So for example, the hair on a lamb is soft in texture. So that's why people will use their wool as coats in the winter.
Yeah, another sentence with characteristic could be the colors red, white, green, and gold are the characteristic colors of Christmas.
Those
are the colors you'd kind of associate in your mind with Christmas whenever you hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, now that you sort of you hear about these terrible things that happen to these birds to make foie gras, maybe you think it's cruel to eat it, maybe not.
Right. But I think this happens to all animals that we eat, like chicken, beef, pork. I'm pretty sure they're treated in the same way as well.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why a lot of people are vegetarian. They don't like this idea that animals are treated in such a way to kind of make the food just so we can eat it.
Right.
So the article goes on to say, if neither of these appeal to you, don't worry. So maybe the idea of eating snails or eating these the livers of birds that have been force-fed, maybe those don't appeal to you. You don't like the sound of them, but don't worry.
Right, because there are still hundreds of other delicious French dishes waiting for you. So look for a French restaurant in your area and try a few for yourself.
Sounds a pretty good idea.
Yeah. You could try ratatouille.
Ratatouille, yeah, which doesn't actually have rat in, despite what you may believe from Disney movies or Pixar or whoever made it. But yeah, that's a kind of a big vegetable stew, I think, right?
So that's something that's pretty safe to eat, I say.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Or have some baguettes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher, then we'll come back to wrap up the article.
上一段我们提到法式田螺是一道经典的法国料理。第二段最后一句 Escargot is often a side dish or a mouth-watering appetizer for the main course. Appetizer 是指开胃菜，这个字是由名词 appetite 衍生而来，有胃口、食欲的意思。举个例子， Doing exercise gives me a good appetite， 意思是说运动使我的胃口大增。另外，开胃菜或是前菜，我们也可以用 starter 来表示。举例来说， Dinner consisted of a starter, a main course, and a dessert。晚餐是由开胃菜、主餐以及甜点所组成。品尝完法式田螺，我们接着来探索第二道佳肴的美味——鹅肝酱。第三段中间 ，However。The method of producing foie gras is not as celebrated as its taste. 然而，鹅肝酱的生产过程却不如它的口味那般值得赞扬。句中的 celebrated 是由动词转换而来的过去分词当形容词用。另外，我们还看到 not as 的形容词比较句型。Not as celebrated as its taste 是用来表示制鹅肝的过程与鹅肝的口味相比，两者受赞扬的程度是不相等的。我们也可以换句话说，用 less 加原级形容词加 than 来表示。原句就同等于 The method of producing foie gras is less celebrated than its taste。接着下一句说到，鹅或鸭等家禽被强食惯性后，直到它们的肝脏肿大。这么做不仅会使家禽受到极大的痛苦，也会使他们生病。Fowls 是指禽鸟或鸡、鸭、鹅等家禽。提到家禽时，我们也可以用 poultry 这个字。举个例子 ，In place of red meat, non-vegetarians might consider poultry and fish。为了替代红肉，非素食者可以考虑禽肉和鱼。最后，请同学们注意课文中的句子。在关系代名词 which 前面打上逗点是属于非限定用法，先行词为前方子句，指家禽被强行灌食的这件事。因为 which 代替的是整件事情需视为单数，所以后面动词也用单数 is。 以上是今日的课程介绍，我们下次见。
Okay, guys, that's the end of our article about French cuisine. Okay, so thanks very much for listening. And, if you've got any other types of food you'd like to hear us talk about, then, you know, send into, our Facebook pages here at, English Digest, and maybe we'll write an article about the kind of food you want to hear about.
Right, so we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.